Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
I was almost surprised when Taylor's hand was raised at the end because you could feel Serrano coming on strong. Katie Taylor was a very much more of a clear winner.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Off the Ball's Breakfast Bite. Giving you a flavour of Ireland's sports breakfast show.
Evan Ferguson is available for loan. Brighton value him at £60 million, one of the hottest prospects in Premier League, but he can go on loan, and hopefully to another Premier League side. He has three problems at Brighton, specifically. Danny Welbeck, Jorginho Rutter, and Joao Pedro. However, if you break that down, Welbeck will inevitably pick up an injury, and Pedro is sort of more of a 10 than a 9. So there is a likelihood or a world here where Ferguson stays at Brighton and doesn't go in January. But I think we're all intrigued that if he does go, where will he end up? Hopefully he'll be in the Premier League. And we were debating as recently as pre-show, minutes ago, in the grand scheme of things, where he should go in the Premier League. There are plenty of teams there from about 11th downwards that I'm sure will be happy to take the potential of Evan Ferguson. But there are others who could be more ambitious, Ger. Maybe in the capital. Maybe in the brand spanking new stadium. Maybe to help along their prospects after beating City 4-0. Maybe Evan Ferguson could go to Spurs.
I think that the vast majority of Premier League teams are going to look at this and go, do I get the opportunity to negotiate a deal at a cut price, perhaps, and have an option to buy? Or is this exclusively an opportunity for us to get somebody to score some goals for us in a successful team over the second half of the season? And what do Brighton want out of this? Do they want to sell me him, or do they want just to re-establish his value to sell in the summer, or do they want to find out if he's Premier League quality on somebody else's dime? And if that's the case, they'll take him back off me in the summer. So there's a lot to consider if you're thinking about it. But we know that he was linked in the previous transfer window before his injury with a move to a bigger club than Brighton. And at this stage, Brighton are obviously doing very well and the most profitable team, one of the most profitable teams in world football. So I don't think Brighton are thinking about this exclusively in terms of football. Like, I think they're thinking about this in terms of money, first off, because that's Tony Bloom's model. He floats, that club floats on a bed of cash because of the way they've done their transfer business. So all of that taken in, right? I think that Brighton will be happy to loan him to anybody if they think he's going to have good quality football, score some goals, doesn't have to play every minute of every game, but is in a situation that is positive. So on balance, I think it's more likely that they're going to try and find somebody who is a team that's on the up, a team that are bouncing, as opposed to one of those bottom scudding teams at the bottom of the Premier League where nobody good stands out really.
It's difficult to think of an example of a high profile young Premier League striker at a promising club who goes on loan to another Premier League team, regardless of the level, and goes back to that parent club and succeeds medium to long term. So it was Darius McNaughton on our digital team pointed out Romelu Lukaku, which is a decent example of West Brom, where he was great there. But he didn't really have an established career back at his parent club after that with Chelsea. He had a few spells here and there. But it's kind of an example of how it might work.
I don't know exactly the year, but more or less a title winning Chelsea team that he was signed by. He was signed, you know, by a team at the top, rather than, just to emphasise that point even more, like Chelsea then weren't Brighton now, in terms of, you could kind of see it more if City were loaning him out. You could kind of see it that he'd go to a different sort of Premier League club. But as you're saying, it's kind of unheard of that the team in fifth, say, chasing Champions League football, if they really wanted, would loan him out to someone else of a comparable level.
Well, why do you think they want to loan him out?
So he can play.
But to what end?
Either sell him, probably. I don't think you loan him out. Like, I think it's best, I don't know about best practice, but I think if you look at the way increasingly that it's done, in terms of, even if we take someone like City as best practice, where it's like they never loaned Phil Foden out. And there are a lot of things like that. They never kind of send these players. Liverpool, it's hard to remember all the top players, but I think increasingly the ones you are almost near, as near to certain, are going to feature in your team, you tend to try and keep them within your own environment as much as you possibly can. So then to the alternate effect of that, it's like if you're willing to let him go on loan and you're only announcing it kind of now, so it's obviously a recent enough decision, you're like, well, they're forecasting the next 6 months or whatever. All things being equal, he's not part of our plans. We can't have him languishing here, playing the odd game here, there, coming off the bench, and his value slowly deteriorates. Because as we've seen as well with even things, I think it's a different scenario if he's English, where we see the situation with Caoimhín Kelleher, that, again, maybe this is way too just on the surface, but Caoimhín Kelleher, if Caoimhín Kelleher is English keeper, I think his value is a lot higher and you're probably assured that it'll stay at a minimum level because there's that kind of whatever that intangible around it. Mm. Whereas Evan Ferguson, it won't be forgotten, but it will be quickly diluted how much people are willing to pay for him. Because what, he plays the odd game then for Ireland and no one's watching it. And, you know, that's unfair, but maybe it's not sensible. Maybe clubs don't think like that. But I just feel that's, if you have the next 6 or 7 months and over the course of a season he's played a fairly small amount of minutes.
Yeah.
That's not good for anyone.
Foremost, I think, are we in agreement that he should stay in the Premier League? I'm going to get to a comment on YouTube about that topic, right? Because one option is the Championship.
Yeah.
So he could go to a top Championship performing club right now, like a Leeds United or a Sheffield United or a Sunderland. But I don't think that would do him much good, because the difference in the quality levels between the Championship and the Premier League are stark, and the data shows that. Look at the promoted sides in recent seasons. It doesn't really tend to end well. JM here on YouTube is saying, why, Colin, why are you restricting him to the Premier League? Because, JM, that's where the quality is. If he wants to be a Premier League striker, that's where he needs to stay. You've suggested an interesting shout, Udinese and Sofia. That would be great.
Yeah.
But if he goes on loan there, he's going to either stay there, well, or come back and play for a lower side.
So he could easily. I mean, is De Zerbi still going to be the manager at Marseille? I don't know, but he could go to Marseille and play there with Mason Greenwood and Neil Mopé and Roberto De Zerbi. Although you saw that thing about De Zerbi ripping out the Man United contract to show to the players. Did you hear that?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That was very Brendan, wasn't it?
If
Brad did that, he'd be criticised wholly. And sorry, just to further that point about, well, what's wrong with going to Udinese and all these, that's absolutely nothing. Like, and he could forge a really good career for himself in Italy or anywhere. But I think our point here is that we think he's Premier League quality. There have been sufficient examples. Now, he's only started once this season. That was away to Newcastle, which they only scored one goal. But he has that hat-trick last season against Newcastle. And he has other examples of purple patch quality to sustain a Premier League career. And that's why I think we're pushing for him to stay in the Premier League, if possible. What's interesting is the club that he would go to
Probably a poor club. It's probably a struggling club.
Well, there's been a few shouts already for Arsenal, and immediately your point all along is, how do we know Evan Ferguson is that great?
There's no point in going to Arsenal. And sorry,
they don't have a recognised goal scorer.
It wouldn't be entertained.
I think everybody's entertaining everything. In the real world, everybody is looking at everything.
That never happened.
Can I just let me finish. If Arsenal think that he is a striker that they had interested in 8 months ago and they think he's still the same player and they believe they can get him in for 6 months with an option to buy at a knockdown price, then of course they're going to entertain it. The notion that it won't be entertained or spoken about or considered, that's nonsense. These football clubs have a million players on their radar, and if they think they can get one at value, they're going to take it.
One time it's happened.
One time what's happened?
That's happened.
What's happened?
Where a player from a club, an aspiring club like that, has gone on loan to a bigger club because the smaller club want to get rid of him and the bigger club has taken him in.
Arsenal not sign a goalkeeper under similar circumstances where they signed a goalkeeper from a smaller club and signed him on loan and then paid the money, and that was a deal that they decided they were going to... So if Arsenal think they want Ferguson over the next three seasons, they sign him on loan now with an option to buy or an order to buy at a price, like, and they decide that they can get him at 40 million instead of the 80 million that he was 6 months ago before the injury happened. Like, I think everything is on the table here, from a move to a Championship team and it not going well to a move to a really good team and it going brilliantly. And this is like a hinge moment here where the new manager has come in and clearly doesn't fancy him. The old manager thought the sun shone out of his arse, like the rest of, like, Shearer on TV, like everybody else. And he has to just remember that the reality is whatever he makes it next. So I don't think it's beyond the bounds of possibility that a big team comes in and goes, yeah, we'll take him. Absolutely. We'll put him in our system because our system's better, and we'll give him game time because we really value him. And we've seen him do things that suit our style of play that don't suit your style of play. Is that beyond the bounds of possibility?
I'd be astonished. Astonished if that happened. I think it's a case of if he wasn't Irish, we wouldn't be even thinking about him.
And of course we wouldn't be thinking about him.
But you wouldn't be thinking about
him. Of course we wouldn't.
But I'm saying if you were having a general football chat.
I don't care about the eighth choice striker in like someone. So, but we care about Evan Ferguson because he's the most important player in our team at the moment. Obviously, Cueven Keller is, right? But like after that, we need good outfield players and he's our best.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why.
Man United signed what was his name?
Wout Weghorst.
Wout Weghorst.
Yeah. That's because he was cheap.
But this is essentially free. You're getting 6 months to check out somebody who's essentially free.
Yeah. Again, there's a lot of, like, if you want to take that comparison, Wout Weghorst was brought into a team because he has, and limited though he was, he had a wealth of playing experience.
I'm just saying.
He was a Dutch international.
I'm just saying, teams make weird signings all the time. Like, we're considering all of these teams are possibilities. And you're saying you'd be astonished if a big team signed them. Big teams sign players for nothing all the time or at knockdown prices to see if they can turn them into something. And that's relatively reasonable business. I wouldn't be in any way surprised if a big team, a big manager goes, I've got the ego to fix this. It's like the challenge. Oh, I'm gonna fix the Ferguson conundrum where he has this explosive start to his career.
Yeah,
as his agent, that's what I would be selling.
I'd love. Great, fantastic if that happens. I don't know many examples of it ever happening.
Give us your examples of where you think he's going.
I just think the conundrum is that he's kind of a somewhat established Premier League forward already. If he was young and he had played half a dozen games for Brighton and maybe scored one or two goals, I think the world would be his oyster in terms of loan options and we'd be just happy that he's playing football. But the fact that we've seen him for a couple of years in the Premier League, we're a bit worried now about where he goes next, hence this debate.
So give me where you think he's actually going to end up.
Never mind,
he's only just 20 in October.
Well, this is the Garrett Roberts two-part question. Where I think he will end up is like a Southampton or a Leicester in January, where I think I'd like to see him end up would obviously be Arsenal. It would be amazing if they gave him that option. But more realistically, West Ham type, where they have a load of good players behind them, great chances. If either Julian Lopetegui or another manager gets him playing some sort of ball that they can play, then he should have a few opportunities to score goals.
I'd be happy with West Ham. West Ham would be great. Arthur, where do you think he's going to end up?
Yeah, maybe low Premier League, high Championship.
So that's low Premier League. Obviously, Man United would be there. Were they 14th to 12th at the moment? Would that count?
No. Low Premier League, high Championship.
I like the way you're playing along with my job.
But I don't know. I think it's a worrying development that it's happened, that this is the way it's kind of proceeded. Because
okay,
I know we have a very keen, obviously we have a very keen view on it, but the fact of the matter is things can start spiraling.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's it. That's my point. I'd be worried what happens.
If the loan deal goes badly, what happens then come next July?
We'll see.
And if you end up in Ipswich and then, or say Southampton, and then come February, they sack Russell Martin.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Today in 2 years' time, we could have a different conversation about him totally.
It's I'd be worried.
In that case, the loan deal has become permanent.
What?
Are you talking about?
If things sack Russell Martin, if Stevie goes to Southampton, they sack Russell Martin, a new manager comes in with a different emphasis, Ferguson's back on the bench, say.
Or back at Brighton, maybe you send him.
Well,
back.
Whatever happens, but I'd be worried.
Shane, okay. YouTube, go back to Bowles and loan.
087-9180-180 is the WhatsApp number. That was all they were missing. I haven't seen the Celtic one come in yet, or maybe it has.